This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm Montana State Senator J.P. Pomnikowski, Senate District 33 in Bozeman. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. The conservative justices on the U.S. Supreme Court, in a majority opinion on Friday, overturned the landmark Roe v. Wade decision that guaranteed abortion rights in the United States, undoing decades of legal precedent and opening the potential for almost half of U.S. states to ban the procedure. The U.S. Supreme Court striking down Roe v. Wade will not herald the end of access to pre-viability abortions in Montana because the state does not have a so-called trigger law like all of its neighbors. Montana borders four states, Idaho, Wyoming, and North and South Dakota, which all have what are called trigger laws, or legislation that outlaws most abortions once the Supreme Court struck down Roe. South Dakota has already struck down abortions there. The right for Montanans to access a pre-viability abortion was upheld by the Montana Supreme Court more than two decades ago in a decision known as Armstrong. In that order, the court found the right to privacy in Montana's Constitution guarantees women can obtain pre-viability abortions here. In 2021, the Republican majority legislature in Montana passed four bills that change access to abortion in Montana. Those bills were signed by Republican Governor Greg Gianforte, who campaigned on limiting abortion access. But following a lawsuit by Planned Parenthood of Montana, three of those four laws are on hold while the legal challenge plays out. The laws blocked for now would ban abortions after 20 weeks gestational age, require women to be informed of the option to view an ultrasound before an abortion, and require informed consent before a drug-induced abortion, and block providing the medication through the mail. There's a fourth law included in the lawsuit filed last August to prohibit health insurance plans sold in the federal exchange in Montana from covering abortion care, but it's not part of the preliminary injunction. When Republican Attorney General Austin Knutson asked the Montana Supreme Court to overturn the preliminary injunction, he also asked the court to reverse its 23-year-old ruling in the Armstrong case. That ruling, authored by former Justice James Nelson, found that the privacy provisions in Montana's Constitution ensure that women can access pre-viability abortions in Montana. A new NPR PBS Marist poll finds that a majority of Americans, 56%, say they oppose the U.S. Supreme Court's decision to overturn Roe v. Wade, guaranteeing a right to an abortion in the country, versus 40% who support the ruling. That's nearly identical to a CBS poll released over the weekend showing 59% disapproving of the decision. The poll finds majorities of Democrats, 88%, and Independents, 53%, opposing the ruling, while a majority of Republicans, 77%, say they support it. In addition, the poll has majorities of women, 59%, men, 54%, non-white people, white people, and people of all ages opposing the court's decision. Some of the country's biggest companies, including Paramount, Disney, Amazon, and Netflix, are telling employees that their benefits include travel costs for abortions. Bob Bakish, CEO of Paramount Global, said the corporation supports health care choices made by its employees. Bakish said, "This includes the reproductive health and family-building benefits that helps make our company a welcoming place to work." One of the benefits listed in the memo was travel costs for elective abortion care. Netflix, Amazon.com, Citigroup, and Levi Strauss & Company have publicly pledged to pay for employees' travel to obtain abortions. Disney confirmed it also covers travel costs for employees who need reproductive care, including to obtain an abortion. Disney employs about 80,000 people at Walt Disney World Resort in Florida, where Republican Governor Ron DeSantis has signed a 15-week abortion ban. The law is scheduled to take effect July 1st. This is Montana State Senator J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.